everything you're doing right now, all your big wins and your small wins, and even your mistakes or what you're calling misses or failures. They are shaping you into the person you need to be in order to handle the big wins when they come. I'm Amy Porterfield, ex-corporate girl turned CEO of a multi-7-figure business. But it wasn't all that long ago that I lacked the confidence, the budget, and the time to focus on growing my small but mighty business. Fast forward past many failed attempts and lessons learned, and you'll see the business I have today, one that changes lives and gives me more freedom than I ever thought possible. One that used to only exist as a daydream. I created the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast to give you simple, actionable, step-by-step strategies to help you do the same. If you're an ambitious entrepreneur or one in the making who's looking to create a business that makes an impact and a life you love, you're in the right place, friend. Let's get started. When you run an online business, your marketing metrics will tell you what in your business is profitable and where you're throwing money away. Yikes. That's pretty important, right? Luckily, I've put together the Ultimate Marketing Metrics Checklist, which is a free resource that will guide you through tracking and analyzing the most crucial metrics for your business. And let me tell you, I'm going to keep it simple but effective. From evergreen data and revenue generation to podcast metrics and social media growth, this cheat sheet will cover it all. It's the exact one my team and I use to track our metrics on a weekly, monthly, quarterly, and annual basis. Let me be honest here. This wasn't an overnight process win for me. It took me 10 years to build this comprehensive list and get it just right. But you, my friend, can start using it today, tailoring it to suit your business specific needs, but not having to start from scratch like I did. Whether you're a seasoned marketer or just getting started, this cheat sheet will help you make informed decisions as you grow your business and empower you to move forward confidently. So go to amyporterfield.com/metrics to get your hands on the Ultimate Marketing Metrics cheat sheet now. That's amyporterfield.com/metrics. Hey there, friend. Welcome back to Online Marketing Made Easy. Today, I'm going to jump on my soapbox for a bit and give a little pep talk that stems from an experience I had way back when I was just starting to launch courses. So if you're just getting started with launching courses, I think this episode is going to be very valuable for you. So around that time, I had just joined a mastermind group. It was Marie Forleo's mastermind. She doesn't do it anymore. It was called Rich, Happy, and Hot. And I was part of this mastermind. It was a huge investment for me. I absolutely couldn't afford it. I did the payment plan, and I just prayed every month I'd make enough to cover it. So it was a big deal for me. And you can imagine that there were some really heavy hitters in that room. I felt, even though it wasn't true, I felt like everyone was doing something bigger than me. And so they knew more about online marketing. They had already created a bunch of courses and masterminds and memberships. There were some ballers in the room. It was all women entrepreneurs. And I just told myself instantly, I didn't belong there. I wasn't worthy enough to be in that room. And you can imagine how that wrecked havoc on me every time I showed up to a mastermind. Now, I want to rewind back to before I joined this mastermind. I had already executed my very first digital course launch. You know, the one where I made $267 and then cried for a week. So that happened before I joined the mastermind. But what I don't talk a lot about is that after that, I did another launch. And I got into my 10% edge because the first launch I did, I wasn't even qualified to teach what I was teaching. So the second launch, I just taught how to use social media to build your business. And that I knew a lot about. So I did my second launch and I made $10,000. Now, today, if one of my students said, I made $10,000 on my first launch, even my second launch, I would be like celebrating, excited. Like that is a huge feat. That's a lot of money. So you're probably thinking, okay, then what was your issue, Amy, if you made $10,000? Well, here's the thing. I made $10,000. I was in a really cool mastermind and everything looked really good, right? Well, the problem was, well, rather my problem was that this mastermind I had signed up for, I was surrounded by people who were doing bigger things than me. Not everyone, but a good handful. Some of them were having $50,000 launches, $100,000 launches. And I look at my 10,000 and it felt like, I hate to say this and I hate to admit it, it felt like I had made nothing. And I didn't realize at this time, but instead of using the group as my way to like inspire me and push me forward, I let it completely drag me down. Like, what a waste. Tony Robbins teaches that you should surround yourself with people doing bigger things than you so that you will push yourself, grow, and be inspired. No, I didn't let any of that happen. I just let it mean that I was worthless and I wasn't as good as everybody else. I would beat myself up every which way. So it just came down to I wasn't good enough. So I leaned into my feelings of insecurity and unworthiness, and I just let it take over me. And so I didn't want to share with them that I had just made $10,000, which is a lot of money, and I had never made that much money online, but I didn't want anyone to know. So I went to these masterminds. There was like three or four a year in person. I remember we were in LA. And so I drove with one of the other gals in the mastermind. We drove to LA together. I was super quiet on the ride up. The girl I drove with, her name was Katie. She had already been launching and doing way bigger things than me. So I didn't even want to tell her that I'd only made $10,000. Listen, please don't judge me. I realize how crazy I sound, but I'm just telling you a story of 14 years ago. So I don't feel this way right now, but back then that's how I felt. So anyway, I get into this mastermind and I don't participate. I'm quiet. I'm not talking to anyone. I'm going back to my hotel room crying. I was a wreck. And over the course of the day, finally, I came out of my room and I was participating in something, and Marie took me aside and she kind of like looked at me and she said, I don't know what to do with you right now. I feel like I'm walking on eggshells around you. I don't know what to say to you, except for the fact that you just had a huge win. You launched a digital course and you made $10,000. And now you're comparing yourself to what everyone else is doing in this room, and you are telling yourself that you're not measuring up. She said, you have to see this as a win because it is. And she said, you have to get back in the game, regardless if this was as much money as you wanted to make or not. You have to stop this. She said, you quit your 9-to-5 job to build an online business. No one told you that it was going to be easy. No one said that there were a bunch of shortcuts or that entrepreneurship was going to be a walk in the park. Right now, she said, it feels hard and you're choosing to mope around and be quiet and disengage. And then she said, you're playing small. You're missing all of the opportunities that are right here in front of you in this room this weekend because you've deemed yourself as not good enough. So she said, I don't know what to do with you right now. So that wasn't like the sweet, sensitive pep talk that I was hoping for, to be quite honest. And I'm super sensitive. And Marie was my mentor and she's super, tell it as it is, in your face, total honesty. Which I love about her. There were no fluffy words. There were no, you'll be okay, reassurances. But this was the pep talk that I needed. I'm sure she doesn't even remember this moment. It was vivid. We were in like a little hallway in a hotel room. I remember it so vividly. It was what I needed. I needed the pep talk that called me out for how I was acting and forced me to realize the choice that I was making in that moment. Again, this was almost 14 years ago, but it feels like it was yesterday. And the reason that this made such a difference for me is because I felt seen. She cared enough to give me the tough love, push me out of my funk, and get me back into action. And she also put it in perspective. Are you kidding me? You just made $10,000. Buck up. People would really, really love to make that much money with their digital course. It might not have been my first launch, but my second launch. Give me a break. That was a win. And so I'm here, I'm telling this story to you right now to reassure you that your accomplishments, they are wins. Even if you made $1,000, do you know how many people will never make a dollar online? And everything you're doing. They are steps in the right direction to achieving the next big accomplishment. I'm going to do a podcast coming up around a theme that came up again and again in my last launch, which was there are no wrong turns. And for this, sure, I didn't hit the number I wanted. Again, I was trying to make $100,000 and I made $10,000, but it got me on the field. And that is huge. So everything you're doing right now, all your big wins and your small wins, and even your mistakes or what you're calling misses or failures, they are shaping you into the person you need to be in order to handle the big wins when they come. And that is where growth happens, when you focus on the steps and on the journey while keeping your big audacious goals in the back of your mind. But also when you don't hit them right away, you don't get out of the game like I did. I literally stepped off the field. I got right back on the sidelines in a fetal position because I didn't hit the number I thought I should hit. That is not how you can play this game, my friend. I'm also telling you all of this because when you start to compare yourself to everyone else, you are putting a death sentence on that growth, on your future wins, on your dreams. Comparison skews reality. Since when is $10,000 pocket change? It's good to see what other people have accomplished and the lives they've built for themselves so that you can realize the dreams you desire and the expectations that you have for yourself can be real. It can happen for you because the other people you're looking at, they are proof. But you walk a fine line when you spend too much time doing this. When you look at someone else's life and think, that's what I want, but then you wallow in it because you don't have it. That's where you're walking a fine line into a direction you shouldn't be going. I'm so sad that I missed this win for myself all those years ago. I wish I could let those probably, I don't even know how many students it was, probably 20 students, let them know how much I valued them and cared for them. I'm sure I didn't even support them at the level I should have because I was still wallowing. I didn't look at it as a win. I didn't think of each of those people that gave me their cold, hard cash as living, breathing human beings that put their trust in me. I really missed the mark. I missed the message and the lessons, the wins. I missed it all. And so I wish that the book, The Gap and the Gain, was out back that many years ago. You know, I'm a big fan of this book, right? In fact, I recorded a whole episode about it. It's episode 511. Are you living in the gap or the gain? So anytime you want to find one of my episodes, if you know the number, like 511, just go to amyporterfield.com/511 and it will take you right there. But here's what I'll tell you. The summary of this book says most people, especially highly ambitious people, are unhappy because of how they measure their progress. We all have an ideal, a moving target that is always out of reach. When we measure ourselves against the ideal, we're in the gap. However, when we measure ourselves against our previous selves, we're in the gain. So imagine if I said, I made $267 last time and I just made $10,000. I'm in the gain. But no, I was living in the gap and I lived in the gap for many, many, many years, as I talked about in episode 511. I will not let you live in the gap. So I'm going to give you this pep talk. And you might be thinking that you don't need this right now. Maybe you're in a good place, but remember that the lows will happen and it's inevitable. You will go through a funk every now and then. When that happens, remember that this pep talk is always here for you to come back to. Maybe you need to save it somewhere, put it in your browser, bookmark it or whatever, because you're going to need to come back to it. And believe me, this is what I needed to hear all those years ago, but I didn't. So I'm going to do it for you now. We are online marketers, which means we have unique needs. And there are so many options out there for paid media. Sometimes it's hard to figure out where should you go to reach your ideal audience. But here's the thing. Have you thought about LinkedIn ads? LinkedIn ads empowers marketers with solutions for you and your customers, and it allows you to build the right relationships and drive results and reach your customers with meaningful content. You do not want to sleep on LinkedIn ads. And here's the thing, 79% of content marketers said LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. I hear it from so many of my peers. And I know you're doing important work. And with that, you want to make sure that the work you're doing is getting in front of the right people. And that's what LinkedIn ads will allow you to do. So let your marketing efforts connect with the right audience and get a $100 credit on your next campaign. So if you go to linkedin.com/Amy, you can get that $100 credit. So that's linkedin.com/Amy. Terms and conditions apply. I know you're focused on marketing and selling your digital products, but I know many of you also have physical products, and I want to talk about Shopify. Shopify is a user-friendly commerce platform that helps you, my dear online entrepreneur, build an online store and make more sales at any stage of your business. They're the force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other businesses at every size. Let me tell you why Shopify is an online entrepreneur's dream platform. It's because it helps turn your browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout experience. In fact, it converts 36% better compared to other leading e-commerce platforms. Yeah, loving that. And I don't know about you, but as an online entrepreneur, my customer's experience, especially when it comes to checking out, is so important. Plus, not only do they support your customers, they support you as the entrepreneur. Shopify's award-winning help desk is there to support your success through every question and every step of the way. There's a reason Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/madeeasy. All lowercase. So go to shopify.com/madeeasy now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/madeeasy. I know this is hard, but you have two choices. Stay down or get up. By choosing to stay down, you're choosing to give up on yourself, on the life that you envisioned. But by choosing to get up, you're already ahead of so many others because you didn't let comparison get the best of you. By choosing to get up, you're living in the game. So get back in the game. Remember why you did this in the first place. Remember why you wanted to build your own business, be your own boss, call the shots. Remember why all of that mattered to you. And remember that no one promised you success on a silver platter. No one said, this is going to be easy. No one said that you're supposed to see success overnight or even in the first year or even in the second year. There are no rules here, my friend. There is no linear path. No matter how you get to the success you want, if you keep persevering through the hard times, you will get there. And the best part is when you do reach that success, it will be on your terms. In your way, as long as you keep showing up. Okay, I'm going to pause there because I'm not quite done with this pep talk. So if you want the rest of the pep talk, along with what I've shared so far, head to @AmyPorterfield on Instagram and DM me pep talk. And I'll send it to you in full, written out, so you can revisit it time and time again. Maybe you even print it out and put it up somewhere that you can see it often to keep that momentum going. It's one thing for you to hear it. It's another thing for it to be in front of you whenever you need it, and you can read every word, and there's more to this pep talk that I'm going to put into the written version of it. Again, just go to Instagram, look for me @AmyPorterfield, DM me the word pep talk, and I'll send you just a little tough love pep talk written out, kind of like the one that Marie gave me all those years ago that changed everything for me. So I hope you loved this shorty episode and found it valuable. And thank you so much for hanging out with me. You know, I like to lead with love and I like to be really, really nice. But sometimes I need to shake things up and rattle you just a little bit to remind you that you belong here, you are worthy of being here, and you are absolutely capable of the success you want. The only thing that's going to get in the way is you, but we're not going to let that happen. So there's your little pep talk, and there's more of this if you want it. Thank you so much for being here with me. I can't wait to see you on Thursday for more entrepreneurial goodness. Same time, same place. Can't wait. I want to tell you about a podcast that is so good. It's called My First Million, hosted by Sam Parr and Sean Puri, and it's brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals. My First Million features famous guests like Alex Hormozi, I love that guy, Sophia Amoruso, and Hasan Minhaj, sharing their secrets for how they made their first million and how to apply their learnings to capitalize on today's business trends and opportunities. They recently did an episode with Jesse Itzler, and it was so good. I just love his energy and unique take on being an entrepreneur and a successful one at that. Listen to My First Million wherever you get your podcasts. I wanted to tell you about a podcast that I know will not only get you motivated and inspired, but will actually help you grow your brand, your audience, and your revenue. It's a podcast from my very good friend, Julie Solomon, and it's called The Influencer Podcast, and it's a part of the Yap Media Network. So Julie is a best-selling author and a brand expert, and she's dedicated her entire career to helping entrepreneurs and creators like you tap into their next levels of visibility and impact so you can become the leader that you were born to be. If you're looking for actionable advice delivered directly to your earbuds, then get ready for coaching, interviews with some of the industry's biggest names, and transformations to enrich your personal brand and grow your business. You can discover why people all over the world have called this podcast their go-to for all things influence, impact, and brand growth for more than 6 years. Subscribe to the Influencer Podcast with Julie Solomon today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or your favorite podcast platform.